These ladies on the show a couple of weeks ago. This is not K-pop. This is P-pop. They are from the Philippines. Big shout to Beanie. B-I-N-I. Beanie, what's up? This is Cherry on Top.
My presence is a present. Talking French, I keep you guessing.
One more track, one more, let's go. So hard to pick. Yeah. And hyping. Fever.
Give me fever. Autumn got to noon.
너를 찾았던 I can't have it 너에게 손대선 안 돼 절대 하지만 이끌리지
날 아플수록 널 원해
멈춰 제발 멈추지 마 멈춰 제발 멈추지 너 때문에 온 몸이 다 올라 너 때문에 심장이 목말라 Like a fever Don't stop 그래 all day all day 채워줘 Please stop 나의 대야여 그만 baby Oh babe
이런 날 어떻게 좀 해줘 어떻게 좀 날
놓아줘 날
놓아줘 날 놓아줘 날라놔
너 때문에 온몸이 떠올라 너 때문에 심장이 목발라 Like a fever 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 fever
널 안고 싶어 널 안고 싶어
밀어내도 내 안에 타올라 제가 돼도 불꽃이 피어나 Like a fever fever fever
널 안고 싶어 널 안고 싶어
I'm Ed Sheeran.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
This is Ariana Grande, and you're listening to the iHeartRadio Countdown.
Do it now.
From number 20 to number 1, this is the countdown that you control. The iHeartRadio Countdown with JoJo Wright.
All right, guys, let's do this. What up? It's JoJo on the radio. This is the iHeartRadio Countdown. I can't believe Gracie Abrams. I'm finally meeting you. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Congrats on, I mean, we got a lot to chat about, but congrats on, in a nutshell, everything. Oh, my God.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I'm a big fan of your show.
Well, I love that. Love. Yeah, we're chatting music, live, album, tour, all that, you guys. So get ready. Gracie Abrams is here on with the countdown. Let's go. This is song number 20.
Jelly Roll, I Am Not Okay.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days. Losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. Okay.
in a holy water time, and we all gonna be alright.
The iHeartRadio Countdown. Number 19. The Weeknd. Dancing in the Flames.
Song number 19 this week on the iHeartRadio Countdown. What up? It's JoJo on the radio. Gracie Abrams is here. Gracie, right off the top, what or who inspired you to want to do this? I mean, because it's a loaded question. And what I mean by that specifically is, I think everybody kind of wants to do what you do at some point in their life. Oh my God, to be a rock star would be great. But there comes a point where you kind of have to really go for it or not, you know? Mm. And you clearly went, like, what inspired you to really take that leap and just do it?
I just love writing so much, and I feel like it's just an impulse, and I feel very grateful to have grown up in a time where, like, I was able to be impulsive and upload things to SoundCloud when I was very young and kind of, like, work that muscle of being, for some reason, like, overexposing about the thoughts in my head. And, yeah.
And you're like, I read that you, and it makes complete sense that you're like a super poetry fan as well.
Yeah. Totally.
So I assume that kind of, clearly it fuels the music.
For sure. I think it's like, I mean, I think everything that we absorb informs everything that we, you know, kind of put out. But yes, totally. Like, I think the music that I was lucky enough to grow up listening to, you know, like in the car, in the house, like lots of Joni Mitchell and Elliott Smith and kind of very, you know, unbelievable writers that I feel like I just fell in love with really at a very young age. And I just want to be like them, I suppose.
It's a cool thing you said. Everything you do inspires your music. Like, everything that happens in your life will be considered as inspiration. It's like,
I think so.
Like, you bump your foot on the door, paint, and that could, I mean, maybe that's a bit, nah, I don't know about that, but something, everything, okay.
No, I mean, I'm with you. I think like little tiny small things. I feel like my notes app is the scariest place to be because it's just so many, you know, minute, mundane details like written down like a crazy person, because I do think that it's like, especially when it comes to songwriting, I just have always appreciated very descriptive lyrics. And anyway, yeah, so maybe the next time I bang my foot on something, you'll hear it.
JoJo said I should. Yeah, there we go.
JoJo gets 50% pub.
Perfect. Gracie Abrams is here on with the countdown. Let's do it. This is song number 18.
Jimin, Who.
Never met, but she's all I see at night. Never met, but she's always on my mind. Wanna give her the world and so much more. Who is my heart waiting for?
Tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
By his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, and you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
C-100.
New York's number one hit music station.
Always playing what's hot.
It's Sabrina Carpenter.
Please, please, please.
Your favorite song.
Hey, yo, check it out, y'all. This is Usher.
The vibe of New York City.
Hey, it's Elvis Duran. Listen live on Z100 in New York or wherever you are on our free iHeartRadio app.
This is Z100 Weekend Traffic Report. We have an accident in New Rochelle. Left lane blocked on the New England Thruway southbound approaching Boston Road. Also an accident in Mount Olive. One lane blocked on Route 46 eastbound at Wolf Road. Got a traffic tip. Calls 24-7-212-377-7757. I'm Jonathan Clark on Z100.
Wanna feel, feel, feel. Wanna taste, taste, taste. Wanna get you going. I wanna scream, dream, dream. Wanna make you mine. Death inside my mind. You can see the shine. Got you on my wall. Believe it, believe it. Baby, don't be scared. Want you everywhere. Catch you if you fall.
You go. I don't wanna let you down.
Sean.
Hey, it's Doja Cat.
Hey, I'm Sabrina Carpenter.
Hey, this is Travis Scott.
Back to the iHeartRadio Countdown with JoJo Wright.
All right, guys, we're back. It's JoJo on the radio. This is the iHeartRadio Countdown. Gracie Abrams is hanging out. Going to play close to you later on the countdown. Of course, the Secret of Us. The album is out. You guys know this. Give me the backstory of the title. You know, what does that, what does the title mean to you? And a couple of favorite tracks. And I'm sure they're all your favorites, obviously. But give me, like, you know, if there's one on there you hate, that'd be really weird. But, what's
the, luckily, not hating them today.
Sure, right.
But no, The Secret of Us, it's a lyric in one of the songs called Us that's, on the album. And I remember when that lyric came up, it just felt like a really obvious title. It felt like the title of a book to me, which made me just excited. And I think, like, hearing that title, if I didn't know what the songs were, I'd, like, want to know the secret, and I would want to know the us. And, you know, it's kind of like, it's a bit dramatic, but that's me sometimes. But the songs that I am loving, I Love You, I'm Sorry is one that I really adore. And, Good Luck Charlie is another one that I love. And I feel very close to all of the songs on this album, which is a good feeling, you know.
What song, and this is, I ask this question to a lot of artists, and there's a reason I ask it. What song almost, for whatever reason, didn't make the album? Almost didn't make it. And for some reason, those songs, at least in my experience so far, a lot of those songs become big for whatever crazy reason.
Close to You is the one that totally wasn't remotely included at all, and then was tacked on at the end. It was a 12 song album finished with Free Now, which is I think my favorite song on the album today. But then Close to You thematically finally fit, and I had been very kind, generous people had reached out over the years after, since I posted a clip of that song 7 years ago. So it's kind of finally found a home, which is nice. But yeah, totally wasn't supposed to be on the album, really.
For some reason, the songs that almost don't make it, whether it be for time or it doesn't fit the thread of the album or what, these songs, when they make it on there, they just kind of they blow up. I have no idea why. I'm working on it.
Let me know when you find out.
Yeah, we'll play close to you later on in the countdown. Gracie is here on with the countdown. Time for an extra track. This is your Need to Know song of the week.
Meghan Trainor, Criminals.
Lock me up cause I've been bad and I know I'll do it again. You're the best I ever had. I'm guilty, I confess. Blue lights, red lights. We gon' get real wild. With you.
Mark Amber, Belong Together.
sleep is friends with death, but maybe I should get some rest, cause I've been out here working all damn day. Blueberries and butterflies, the pretty things that greet my eyes when you call and I say I'm on my way. You and me belong together. Spilling wine and homemade drinks, we throw a cheers, the worries sink. Damn it, it's so good to be alive. We know that we don't got much, but then again, it's just enough.
Song number 17 this week on the iHeartRadio countdown. What up? It's JoJo on the radio. Gracie Abrams is here. Gracie, true or false? I read a story. You started writing songs third grade when a teacher got you this little like a journal.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's true for starters, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And do you still keep in touch with that teacher? And does that teacher know like the impact that journal, you know, had on you?
I haven't spoken to her in years and years and years, but she was a teacher that my little brother ended up having as well. So I've spoken to her since I've left her classroom, but I really do feel, it's funny you say that. I've felt recently, I think in just talking about, what got me writing in the first place. I need to reach out to her. I need to, Teacher Amy. Yeah.
Any of those songs, you know, granted you were in the third grade and you've changed since then, but have any of those songs or lyrics or even little tiny pieces of whatever's in that journal made it to last couple of albums, EPs, all that?
Nope, not a shred, which I think we're all lucky for.
You got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Gracie Abrams is here. Back to the countdown. Let's do it. This is song number 16.
Sabrina Carpenter, Taste.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering clothes went missing, my body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation.
lips, you're feeling mine, and every time you breathe his air, just know I was already there. Well, I heard you're back together, and if that's true, you'll just have to tease me when he's kissing you.
Radio Countdown, number 15, Kid Laroi, Girls.
Fine love for no reason. She turned to me and then she said, hey, girls just wanna dance. Hey, girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. Hey, I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends, wanna do it to their ex and then get the job done. Girls just wanna dance, girls just wanna have.
Yo, X-Man, I'm the man now. Think I feel bad, he was fanned out. Do what you like, you've been too nice. He didn't do right, that's too bad now. I see that you worked all night, just tryna cash out. You and your friends are tryna lash out. And I'm not the one to tell them stand down. It's not what they just wanna.
Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. Hey, I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends. Wanna do it to their ex and then get the job done. Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have fun.
If somebody try to get done for real, watch somebody get done for real. Baby, you a 10 and a 1 for real. You ran into some lanes, but I'm for real. You worked all night, just tryna cash out.
Girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. Hey, I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends. Wanna do it to their ex and then get the job done. Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have fun.
You can do what you want.
Girls just wanna dance. Hey, girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. Hey, I just wanna girls wanna summer with their friends. Wanna do it to their ex and then get the job done. Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have fun.
That was song number 15 this week on the iHeartRadio Countdown. What up? It's JoJo on the radio. Gracie Abrams is here. Gracie, when did you have your first, I guess we'll call it your first, oh my God, I think people are kind of recognizing me, you know, moment. Like whether it be like, you know, in the mall, oh, I think that's Gracie Abrams, that kind of thing. When did you start having those?
Oh gosh. You know, only very, 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 very recently have I felt sometimes. But the thing is, honestly, everyone's so cool and sweet and kind, and I've been very lucky to have, like, really pleasant interactions, with strangers for the most part. So, but yeah, not till truly, I feel like a couple months ago did I start to, like, you know, when you can, regardless of what environment you're in or, like, what it is that you do, you can, like, feel eyes.
Right.
Like, do you know what I mean? Sometimes it's that feeling and you're, what? So I'll be like, what do they look, you know? But anyway, yeah, kind people.
So I guess you've enjoyed it so far. I mean, it's, you know, for a good reason.
I mean,
loving the music, I would have to assume, you know?
I think it's always, it feels good when.
A little weird too, I guess, but.
Totally weird. But also, like, it means something to me when I hear that the songs that I have written mean something to somebody else.
Yeah, I can imagine. And you're going to hear that a lot more, obviously. Mm. Gracie Abrams is hanging out, of course. Back to the countdown. This is song number 14.
Miles Smith, Stargazing.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, when you know it, I don't know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Thank you guys for hanging out. What up? It's JoJo on the radio. This is the iHeartRadio Countdown. Gracie Abrams is here. The Secret of Us tour.
Yeah.
How are rehearsals? Like, give me exhausting, fun, all that good stuff.
All that good stuff, yeah. It's sweet because I've never had a stage this size before, and like there's just so much more going on this time around, and it's kind of wild because it feels like 5 seconds ago I played my first show ever in a very, very, very tiny room, and it really hasn't been that long. So to now see our stage look the way that it does, it just makes me excited to see how, like, you know, people that are kind enough to come to the shows who have come consistently over the past few years, I just can't wait for them to see it because I hope they'll be as kind of shocked as I was when I walked in the room for the first time.
Is it wild to walk in a room? You have your, I've seen a couple of rehearsal, you know, spaces, mm-hmm. and you have your stage set up, and then I'm guessing a mirror kind of right in front so you can kind of see.
Even have a mirror this time. No, but yesterday I was there and kind of we walked through the whole, kind of did a run through of the show just to see the lights and everything and how it all works and make adjustments and all these things. And no mirror, but we did have like a mannequin like in my place. And I'm kind of like, she looks really good up there. Like, she should stay. So no mirror, but there's like other factors getting me like questioning myself. Like, I'm like, she looks good.
Do you like road life? Do you love like being on, you love being on stage, but everything that goes with it, do you love that?
Being on stage is so weird because it's like sometimes the thing is I do love it because it just feels like a really amazing opportunity to like, it's very rare, I think, these days to find spaces that feel like a community of strangers that are all just down to be kind of open and vulnerable and weird around each other and teary or laughing or screaming or dancing, whatever. That's refreshing every single time. It's also like funny to be on a stage when like, just elevated surfaces. Like sometimes, depending on whatever's going on in your like regular normal life, you can be like, the thought of getting up on like a higher surface and being perceived in any capacity, like,
that's so crazy,
can feel weird, obviously. But the thing is that instantly goes away as soon as I'm in front of the people that care about the music.
I've never heard it put like that. I'm going to stand on an elevated surface, and that is kind of strange. You know what I mean, you put it like that. Yeah, you're like, you know? Excuse me while I stand on this elevated surface.
You know, but the thing is, it's awesome, and it's such a privilege to be able to do it. And
well, I can't wait to see you on this tour.
Thank
Everybody's so pumped, of course. Gracie Abrams hanging out. Top 13 songs coming up next. Do not move. This is the iHeartRadio Countdown.
The iHeartRadio Countdown with JoJo Wright. More coming up.
Did you know that 1 in 4 vehicles on the road will need a new battery this year? Don't wait till it's too late to do something about it. Test your battery regularly, and if you need a replacement, NAPA has you covered with a full range of long-lasting, high-performance batteries for every make and model on the road. So don't wait until your car won't start or you're stranded on the side of the road. Test your battery today or find the replacement you need at NAPA locations nationwide, because it's our mission to keep you moving. NAPA!
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DRIVER to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DRIVER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DRIVER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Let's go!
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
New York, jingle ball!
Come on, jingle ball!
The legend returns.
Are you ready for
C-100.
Capital One.
Starring
Katy Perry.
Hey, New York.
Hey, New York.
Wait to see you at Z100's Jingle Ball.
Tate McRae.
Baby, don't get crazy.
This is Tate McRae. Okay,
I'm okay, and I'm in the first place.
21 Pilots.
Now we're stressed out.
Teddy Swims.
Join me live at Jingle Ball.
Benson Boone.
Gracie Abrams.
I'm so excited.
Hey, Bougie.
Everybody at the bar came to
NCT Dream.
The biggest hit makers of the year descend on Madison Square Garden December 13th.
New York, how we feeling?
Capital One cardholder presale starts 10 a.m. Tuesday at Z100.com/Jingle Ball.
And keep listening to win your way into the holiday concert event of the season.
Sing along with me right now. Y'all ready?
With New York's number one hit music station.
Z100.
Capital One is the proud presenting partner of Z100 Jingle Ball, decking the halls for a decade by bringing great products, rewards, and services to their customers. What's in your wallet?
This is a Z100 weekend traffic report. We have an accident in New Rochelle, left lane blocked on the New England Thruway southbound approaching Boston Road. Also an accident in New York City, right lane blocked on the Henry Hudson Parkway southbound between 125th and 158th Street. Got a traffic tip, calls 24/7, 212-377-7757. I'm Jonathan Clark on Z100.
You good with them soft lips? Yeah, you know word of mouth. The square root of 69 is eight something, right? Cause I've been trying to work it out. Good white wine, I come alive in the nighttime. Yeah, okay, away we go. Only thing we have on is the radio. Oh, let it play. Say you gotta leave, but I know you wanna stay. You just waiting on the traffic jam to finish, girl. The things that we can do in 20 minutes, girl. Say my name, say my name. Wear it out. It's getting hot. Crack a window. Air it out. I can get you through a mighty long day. Soon as you go, the text that I write is gonna say.
iHeartRadio.
What's up? It's Victoria Monet.
What's up, y'all? This is Jack Harlow.
Hi, I'm Kenya Gray.
Back to the iHeartRadio Countdown with JoJo Wright.
All right, guys, we're back. It's JoJo on the radio. This is the iHeartRadio Countdown. Gracie Abrams is hanging out. Going to play close to you in a couple of seconds. Gracie, is close to you, no names, no specifics, but is it based or loosely based on a real event or person, or is it complete fiction?
This was complete fiction, which is actually very, like, rare for the songs that I write. Like, I feel like I typically go so, you know, too deep in terms of, like, my real life. But this, no, this I wrote 7 years ago initially, and it's so funny because I reworked some of the verses, the lyrics and whatever, and we reproduced it very close to the original demo, but when I went back and, like, looked at the lyrics, I was like, what? Like, truly, what was I talking about? Like, nothing at all. Kind of just, it was one of those ones where I had the melody so clearly and there were lots of filler words. And so I think we kind of, it's not too hard to imagine a real life scenario. I think, like, I'm constantly imagining, like, and projecting and all these things. And so not too hard to, like, fill in the blanks as if it was true. But no, this one was pure fiction.
All right, we'll play that track in a couple of minutes. Gracie Abrams is here on with the Countdown. This is song number 13.
Teddy Swims, The Door.
They would.